It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 24th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is impresario, spelled I-M-P-R-E-S-A-R-I-O. Impresario is a noun. That means the promoter, manager, or conductor of an opera or concert company. It can also mean the person who puts on or sponsors an entertainment, such as a television show or sports event. More broadly, it can mean manager or director. Here's the word used in a sentence from inews.co.uk from Katie Grant. Not only has he amassed more than 7.5 million views, the new poster boy for Sailor's Working Songs has attracted a celebrity fan base, with musical impresario Andrew Lloyd Webber even recording himself singing along. English borrowed the word impresario directly from Italian, whose noun impresa means undertaking. A close relative is the English word emprise, E-M-P-R-I-S-E, meaning an adventurous, daring, or chivalric enterprise, which, like impresario, traces back to the Latin verb prehendere, meaning to seize. That verb is also the source of words apprehend, comprehend, and prehensile. English speakers were impressed enough with impresario to borrow it in the 1700s, at first using it as the Italians did, especially of opera company managers. It should be noted that, despite their apparent similarities, impress and impresario are not related. Impress is a descendant of the Latin word pressare, a form of the verb premere, which means to press. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.